With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Yesterday, Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines held a pair of roundtables in Montana focused on the state's methamphetamine crisis. He started at the hospital in Kalispell.
It's putting a strain on our medical systems. It's putting a strain on our foster care systems. It's putting a strain on law enforcement. After I was in Kalispell, I went to Great Falls and there met with the sheriff of Cascade County, the police chief of Great Falls, U.S. Marshal staff, as well as some of the other nonprofits that are working to help Montanans who are addicted to whether it's drugs or alcohol. What I'm hearing across the board is we have a meth crisis here in Montana. In fact, the U.S. Marshal told me that in the state of Montana, we doubled the amount of meth seized last year versus the year before. The number one issue we're seeing for law enforcement now is meth. It exceeds fentanyl. It's becoming a bigger problem even than alcohol as it relates to addiction problems. So this was it's been very, very informative as I've traveled across western Montana, central Montana, and late last week in eastern Montana, hearing a recurring theme virtually everywhere I go is the meth epidemic that we face in Montana.
I know President Trump has talked a lot about drugs coming across the border from Mexico, and when I saw these events, it struck me as perhaps you're trying to help the president make the case that a national emergency declaration is justified. Do I have that right?
It's not to justify that case. I was having these the meth roundtables before the debate was occurring on border security, but what I have seen, Eric, is that the crisis that's on the southern border, the crisis here in Montana, is a national emergency. I think this is a serious issue.
What impact do you expect the president's emergency declaration to have on the meth situation in Montana?
Well, as I chatted with Border Patrol, spent an entire night with them, pulled an all-nighter with Border Patrol, they made it very clear that we're not going to be able to secure the southern border without having a physical barrier. Yes, they need more boots on the ground. Yes, they need more technology. But they've proven over and over again in the Yuma sector, El Paso sector, Tucson sector, San Diego sector, that when you put up a physical barrier, that is what is needed to ultimately reduce illegal crossings by 95%, which they've seen this over and over again on the southern border.
And that will have a direct impact on the meth situation here in Montana?
Absolutely. When I was in the patrol boats with the Border Patrol in the Rio Grande, that border is porous and it's primitive. We watched literally the scouts that are drug smugglers on the Mexican side watching for us to go by. And as soon as we would go by, they'd signal to their fellow smugglers to move drugs across the river. It is absolutely porous. It's very easy to move drugs across the border. And the Border Patrol told us that they will not be able to significantly reduce the amount of drugs coming across that border without a physical barrier. And if we do that, that will have an impact because that meth is coming directly from Mexico here to Montana.
So when people say that the majority of drugs smuggled into the United States from Mexico are coming through legal ports of entry, people are hiding them in vehicles that are coming through legal ports of entry, larger quantities are coming through there than these unsecured areas of the border, you don't believe that's true?
It's both. The Border Patrol were pleading with us, yes, we need to continue to tighten up the ports of entry. But part of the problem is we're not sure how much. It's not certain exactly how big that problem is because it's coming across, it's flooding across the southern border, and both through the ports as well as the vast areas where there is not a physical barrier. The Rio Grande Valley sector is 277 miles long, and the entire southern border is 1,954 miles long, of which we have about 700 miles of physical barrier out of 1,954 miles. Now, and also, Eric, I've heard my colleagues say the president wants to build a sea to shining sea concrete wall. That is unequivocally false. At the full funding levels the president has asked for, if he got the $5 billion plus, it would build net new physical barrier a couple hundred miles on a 1,954-mile long southern border.
Given what you just said about this porous border, if there isn't a barrier from sea to shining sea, won't the smugglers just move to areas where there is no barrier and we're left with the same problem?
So what they need is there's the hot spots on the border, and so the smugglers like to come across where there's infrastructure where they can move the drugs, like we're in McAllen, Texas, across the border, and then into their distribution networks. So it's going to be a matter of prioritization, but the spot we need to stop right now is the Rio Grande Valley sector. There's other parts where the physical barrier will have less of an impact. It'll have maximum impact right now in the Rio Grande Valley sector. That is where most of the dollars will be initially spent here with the border security bill that we just passed in Congress.
So you believe that the president using his powers to declare a national emergency are appropriate in this situation, and are you concerned about the precedent that sets for future executives to declare emergencies for things like global warming or gun control or other issues?
Yeah, well, what I want to make certain the president does is secure the southern border, and I want him to do what he can within his legal authority. The courts will have the final say in this and resolve this one way or the other.
I guess that's less than a 100% endorsement that, yes, this was the appropriate action, and, of course, the courts should allow him to do this.
Well, that's why we have three branches of government, and I think it's important. The president has assessed the situation and deemed this to be a national emergency. From what I've seen, we have a crisis on our southern border, and I would invite all Montanans to spend time traveling to every corner of this state and listening to the healthcare professionals, listening to those in treatment centers, listening to law enforcement. It is a crisis. It is driving record levels here of treatment needed for addiction. Meth is doing that, but also it's driving violent crime. Law enforcement will tell you that it's the meth in this state at the moment that is driving increases in violent crime. And I think we all want to see safer neighborhoods and safer communities.
Do you think there's anything else important for Montanans to know about the appropriateness of President Trump declaring a national emergency over border security?
Well, I saw it firsthand in the southern border from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m., shoulder to shoulder with our Border Patrol, watching them apprehend illegals that had crossed from the Honduras, were on their way to both New York and Miami. I saw drug smuggler scouts who were getting ready to signal additional crossings in the Rio Grande. When Border Patrol told us they're only stopping 7% of the drugs coming across the border, and when I heard in the last few days across Montana that we have an epidemic of meth, and when I asked law enforcement, where is that meth coming from? They said it's Mexican cartels. This is having a direct effect on the state of Montana in a significant way.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.